Father, we thank you for this precious, wonderful gospel and good news that you've given. And we just thank you, Lord, for how you're going to use Brother Freedom. Bless those people out there in wonderful and glorious and marvelous ways that are listening tonight or today or tomorrow or this afternoon. Whenever it is they're listening, bless them. And we give you praise and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Lord, I thank you for what I felt and boy. Oh, praise the Lord. Glory to God. Pray, Lord, that you, Lord, you, when I come here, you just, I feel so alone until I come here, and boy, now, I know you're never from me, I just thank you, and I praise you, and I thank you for such a mighty power. Lord, it's amazing, you touched my life so many times, but still, I don't understand. Every time you do it, it's new. It's very special. Very powerful. It's very productive to me, and I hope it is for you and the ministry that you have me do. I pray that you'll move this night. I pray for all the ones that hear this word tonight. I pray that you'll move upon them in a mighty way. I pray that you'll set them free, give them strength, heal their bodies, move them upon them as only you can. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen. The last week, the Lord's had me by the unction of the Spirit of God, the 12th chapter of Daniel. And Daniel was he was one that got locked up in the lion's den, wasn't it? Daniel in the lion's den and all these things. And he was quite a man of God. And he was one of the Hebrew children that didn't bow to no, to only to the Lord their God, I think they was very inspirational for what God wants us for this day. That they lived in a time that they was singled out as being, a lot of people didn't like them. But somehow the king sort of got to like them and right people got to like him, Daniel. And I think they felt the Spirit of God upon it, what it was. And this 12th chapter of Daniel, it brings up the part that he's seeing the end time. And this is the only place in the whole Bible that I think that you can hear in about three verses literally tells exactly where we are. I went over it and over and over it, and the Lord showed me it's right. It talks about first there's going to be a time of trouble that's never been. And you'll think what you see now. I have never seen what I've seen this week, never, my whole life. I've never breathed it. Never seen it. I've been in a lot of forest fires. Nothing like in this town below here, you could not see. And you could just taste it with so much smoke. And that's never been. And I heard a report today from the Weather Channel. I think they said about 800 fires working in California. And that's never been that way. And then across the over on the Mississippi Valley, we're seeing Iowa. People are flooded and more rain coming. And then we go down in Texas. We see down there that how lightning is striking fires down there. And yet they got rain. They got both ways there. They got fires and rains and these things coming in. I've lived in Texas some of that. I've never seen that before. I didn't never know Texas, anything had burned there till the last few years. Because generally it never did burn. We cleared land there. Big tracts of it and never burned any of it. I mean, it was always too green to burn. And it took a lot of burning to get it burned. The method of burning means that we had to keep at it before it would get burned away. And one thing I've seen here this morning, the last two mornings, I've seen a lot of the particles of burnt on vehicles, ashes. And I've never seen that before. Not this. In the towns, I've seen it out in the woods burning. And then I heard the other night this man was a very known, very knowledgeable man in the Department of the Future. I don't believe he's a Christian, but he's just telling it like it is. And he said that the way it's looking to him and quite a few other people studying, that the trend that's going this world is not going to be able to stand up very long. But it's got backfires that duplicate what the Bible talks about. in this process happening, it means that you're going to put crops in the ground. You never get them planted. You have to get them planted. They'll never mature. And then there'll be others who will put crops in the ground, never have no rain, and they're going to deplete because of not enough rain. The others will rot in the ground. And he was saying this is going to be a great domino effect that's going to come on the whole world. It's going to hit the police forces. It's going to end up in the militaries because there's going to be starvation that's going to come forth in a mighty rapid way. So there's some great things that the Bible has talked about that in our super duper high professional churches don't think it's going to come fast. It's already here. It's here. We need to prepare, and the preparing is being in God's will. The preparing is be ready, because that's what this is all about anyway. He's bringing this to pass because he wants his church, his people, the one that he loves, he's wanting to take us home with him. He's wanting us to come to James and says he longs for that day. He longs, oh, come on, sheep. He longs for that hour when he can say, hey, my son, I've been so glad to see you. I've seen you down there having trouble all the time, but I've seen you everywhere you went. I've seen you, and I'm so proud of you, my child. I love you. Come in. I'm going to give you an eternal home forever. You're not going to have no troubles no longer. And all the guff that you've taken off people, and you stood strong with me, I'm going to bless you. And I'm going to give you inheritance that fades not away. And I'm going to give you more than that. I'm going to give you a treasure of things that you never even thought you could understand. That's what he talks about. The mind cannot even comprehend what God wishes to bestow upon his beloved. His beloved is going to be very, because it's Jesus' bride. His bride. That's what Jesus is about. He came that we might have eternal life. He came that we might have eternal hope. We had a new power, a new direction, a new calling, a new infilling from heaven that would help us through all the onslaughts of the time of trouble from the enemy come in like a power. He would be with us greater, and God's people would stand strong. He would do great and strong and mighty exploits. That's what the Word talks about right here. They'll do great and mighty exploits because of the Spirit of God. And God says, that's my children. God wants to raise us. He wants to let us get out. You're my child. There's something that super duper good that's going to happen. It's going to thrill you, excite you. It's going to electrify you because this hour is soon going to be over. We got to hang on a little longer. We got to be ready for that great day. Because he's coming soon. You know what we've done? We've never looked to this Bible enough. You know, we've always wanted what someone else, but we should have studied this out because it's all in here. That's how I've learned what I've learned, because the Spirit of God's helped me. But I had to glean on these words because there's life in this word. There's power in this word. There's anointing in the word. And we have shunned the word. We have stayed away. The Bible says, take heed the things you've heard, lest any time we should let them slip. Word, let them slip. Praise God. God's people have let them slip. They never took advantage of what God has given them. God has given them power. He's given them the anointing. He's given them the great Spirit of God that's alive and real. And God loves us so much that many times we want to quit. God taught me a lot with dogs. He says, you understand that old dog? That old dog is don't really know what's going on. I said, yeah, I understand that. He says, well, you don't either. You're not real hard on that dog when she gets out, when she does think something wrong, because you know she just really doesn't know. But she still loves you. God wants us to love him as our dear parent. This eternal parent that will never let us go. He favors us, gives us glory, unspeakable, full of glory. The ray of God can clothe us with his blessing, being clothed. Against the iniquity, the power of darkness, the power that comes against God's power. And God's people should be so full of his glory that they will be the rays of heaven. They'll shine with the brilliance. But the people that know their God shall be strong and do exploits. Isn't that wonderful? You know, people, when you start telling them about the things of God, they get very quiet. They get very, think you're trying to be a show off, but you know, God's so great. He wants us to demonstrate that He is God. It's like the other day when I lost my keys. I said, Lord, man, I guess I'm just getting old, Father. I know. But I had my keys in my pocket. I know I did. And I backtracked. My daughter went backtracked and had her grandkids, and we've all backtracked, and we couldn't find them. But I'm just like an old dog. I really don't know all that's going on. And I walked all day around. I had these pair of athletic pants, you know, that's got the thing down the leg. It sort of keeps everything tight. You know what I'm talking about? At night when I went home, the Bible says to fretten ourselves. So I said, Lord, I sort of give up. But I knew that I was going to find them. I knew. And we, all God's people, we should know that we're going to make it. We don't care what comes our way. We are going to make it. Nothing is going to take that out of my heart. Nothing. No it from hell. Nobody can take that in my heart because that's mine and God. Now, we might go through some struggles. May lose a little sleep. But praise God, my eyes are seeing the glory of God. I've seen His power. I lift my eyes to the hills. Whence comes my help? For my help comes from the heaven. And that night, my father wasn't done with me. He says, when you pull your pants down, he says, on your right leg, be very careful. Because those keys are in there. And they were exactly like he said. Exactly. Tell me that God can't talk to you. Tell me that God is not closer. He's real. He's faithful. He's going to keep us. I'm a nobody. But I know a somebody. I don't know how He can use me. I really don't. There's no good thing within me. But He's all good. I know what little I have in me. It's not rotten. It might be some little particle that's still tangible for Him. He magnifies that a trillion times, and I have become justified because of my faith. Therefore, I'm being justified by faith. I have peace with God through Jesus Christ the Lord. Oh, come with sheep, the glory! That's what it talks about. Abraham was justified by faith, and you and I can have it this day too. We can be justified by the power of God, knowing my God reigns. He keeps, He heals. He glorifies, He justifies, He magnifies, He heals. He's going to heal people this weekend at that service. He's going to move mightily that night. How come a sheep? Glory to God. God is here today. I felt like a lost sheep 2 hours ago. God showed me that's what the power of darkness is. Don't give up on God. God, don't go by your feelings. Go by who you are in Him. He is it. He lives within you. Jennifer, He's in you. He's there to help you. He's there to favor you. He's there to make a way for you. He's there to heal you. He's there to guide you, to direct you in all places, in all areas. He never fails. Where His Spirit is, there is liberty. You know, I'm not going to go very far in this today because there's a lot to this. But let's go a little touch about what's happening. You know, we're seeing, heard tonight that in Georgia, there'll be terrific drought. See, we do things. We can't make things work. Used to, when farmers put a crop in, we had the rain, the increase came. But the love that God taught me here before I got here this day, we're living a time when we don't know. How can you grow a crop when you haven't got the faintest idea whether it's going to mature, or it's going to rot, or burn up? In your tractor, if you work with it, you don't know whether you're going to have enough gas or fuel to work it for you for two. There's so many things that's minus questions. We're living that questionable time. But it has a positive time. And the Lord, everything is positive because you're not walking by the marksmanship of man. You're walking in the counsel of God, God the Father, God the Son. And God will direct His people along the way. He'll keep you. When harm's way is out there against you, when principalities and things come against you, God's there to deliver you, set you free. He'll send His angels, charge you with me, and keep you in all thy ways. Even though I would dash that foot against a stone, He will deliver you. He'll keep you. Keep your eyes upon heaven, and God will give you a direction into heaven. You'll not be lost. You don't have to be afraid, because He's the great I Am.
He doesn't lose anyone. We should choose this day whom we will serve. I, for me and myself, and this household here, we're going to serve God. Hallelujah. Haka is here. He's here to heal you. He's here to save you. He's here to set you free. We're more than conquerors through Him which loves us. Glory. As long as I got breath, I'm going to say glory to my God. He's real. He's wonderful. He's gigantic. You know, Samson had a great power, but he ain't got what we got here today. This power of God's here today has reigned for you. The power of God's here to deliver you. And God's here to set you free. Out there, America, wake up. God's coming. Awake up. Be ready. Choose you this day who ye will serve. For me and my household, the Bible says, we will serve the Lord. God makes us the place to shine upon us. And God will cause the rain to fall upon us. He'll shelter us. He'll protect us even when these elements come against us. God's here to help His own. But the people that know their God shall be strong. Shall be strong. And do exploits. Hallelujah. And this next verse I want to, because this is where we're at. And many, many of them that sleep in the dust are blood ones of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, some to everlasting shame, and some everlasting contempt. See, that's the next thing that's on the horizon. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. And says, they that shall be wise as the brightness of their firmament, and they shall turn many to righteousness as the stars forever. It's sad to say, many of us haven't seen what God really wanted to happen. God wanted to pour up His Spirit upon us, the church, in such a mighty way that His church would be on fire. But the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, a lot of it is in things. Sad to say, even doctrines are like, but they're strong points. But God wants to be more than that. He wants to be the God of heaven in our hearts, in our homes, wherever we are. He is eternally right all the time. He never fails. Even to the time of the end, many to the end. Now this here is where it clinches all things. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. Many, look at where the world is today. Many are running. And that is the end time. Look at the knowledge. Look at computers. Look at the engine world, the electrical world, the stoves, the appliances, all the things that man has made. The technology is beyond imagination. What's taking place, the cooling, the refrigerators, the thermostatic coolants of houses, air conditioning, all the things, heat in the wintertime, all the things that man has done just in the last few years has skyrocketed to a depth that we've never seen before. Daniel seen this back close to 3,000 years ago. What he said? That's the end time. I feel the glory of God here tonight. You know, I remember in San Francisco when I took a straddle cruiser from Hawaii to San Francisco and San Francisco back to Honolulu. It was the old prop engine. And there at how big San Francisco Airport, all you see now how big it is? You know how big it was when I was there in 1951? It was probably a building maybe twice as big as this house. That was the airport. That was it. Look how it's grown. Look how it's grown is because all the communication of these people running to and fro have really quadrupled, quad everything. There's gigantic overflow now of people every place you go. In every city, there is the same thing. Dallas, Fort Worth, Washington, D.C., there's air passage goes everywhere. But that's 1951. I remembered how they had to roll up this stairs out there for the people to get off the planes. And there was just a building there. 51, a little over 50 years. I mean, it's a big place. South San Francisco is gigantic. Those one plane was bigger than that whole airport. And the few little taxi cabs sitting out there, and a few little buses there for get people to back to San Francisco in 51. Look how that's changed. Look how the knowledge has changed in doing that. Look what the knowledge it takes to keep San Francisco Airport in work. Look at all the people sending the controls. Technology run to and fro. But I see in the Weather Channel how if they don't get the planes when it's real cold, they don't keep everything ice off and all that, they still have problems. Technology, there can still be problems. And God is the only one in the world that can go beyond computers, go beyond everything. He is everything, holy in everything. He knows everything, is everything, and He wants us to be in Him in everything. He wants us to be in Him in everything. He's big enough that we can, He'll allow us children to be home with Him, live with Him forever. What a wonderful day. You know, God's coming back and we need to be ready. We need to be so fired up. We need to be so up with God. We need, looking for that day, that great day. He's coming. We need to be prepared. We need to be ready because in the Christian world, I don't see they're ready. We should be happy, praising God. Oh, hallelujah. Now they lock you up. You've gotten free if you do that because they say, something's wrong with you. They probably would, but God's good. God wants to keep us in His will. Happy is the man, the woman whose God is their Lord. Happy. When God is in your life, we should be happy. We should be ecstatically glorious. The joy of the Lord is my strength, my power, my witness. My soon coming King is coming soon. I pray that God will bless each one of you this night in a powerful way. I pray that He'll electrify you this day, set you on fire, because you need to be ready because He's coming soon. Be prepared because heaven is real and hell is real also. You know, I was reading it today. I just shuddered my whole body in Isaiah where it says, hell hath enlarged itself, the meaning of the crowd. What a terrible thought. That thought just came on me. How terrible that's going to be. If we miss out on heaven, it's going to be terrible. Our bodies are not prepared for that shock that's going to come upon us. I don't care how mean a person you are. You're not prepared for hell. It's a terrible place because it's sentenced for eternity. If it was like a sentence for 1,000 years, it'd be terrible. Even for one moment, it'd be terrible. But for eternity is forever and ever without end even. And God has an escape for that we would live with Him forever, forever, and never ending there too. So we should choose us this day. We're going to serve the Lord. Lord, I praise You this day. I thank You this day for what You've done. I pray that You'll bless this day. Bless Your people. I pray that we'll finish this up maybe Saturday night up in our other service. Pray that You'll bless this night in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen and amen. God bless all of you. God be with you. God touch you in a mighty way. Thank You in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen and amen. God bless you all. Amen. Amen.